from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Swung on, hit in the air, right field, fairly deep. Castellanos back at the track in front of the wall. He's got it! Ball game's over as Jeff Hoffman gets the save and the Phillies take the series from the Dodgers. After a rout last night, a nail-biter tonight, and the Phillies hang on for a 4-3 win.
Well, a highly entertaining game last night. Had a lot to it. A lot. Didn't have a ton of runs, but had enough by the Phillies, and good pitching, of course, by the Phillies starter and relievers, other than Alvarado.
Look, a little worried about him.
I am too. A lot to digest in the Phils, and we turn to our man we love talking Phils baseball with. He's a man of Philadelphia. He is the total package.
Mr. Rube.
How are you, Rube?
I was wondering when you were going to reference that.
Listen, at some point, my back pocket's full of a lot of things. All right, I got plenty of things in there.
Great to be with
How
you.
How are you, pal?
I'm doing great.
Doesn't it just put
I'm
a smile?
I'm not doing as well as the Phillies, but I'm doing just fine.
No, just Who about is? Nobody is. I mean, Ruben, they put a smile on our face going to bed. They put a smile on our face in the morning when we wake up. We realize, like, this isn't a dream. They're that good.
It's an historic scene. Yeah. It's historically good. And, you know, you're talking about a league that's not as strong, like, top to bottom as other years and other seasons. But that said, you cannot take away how they're going about it. They're winning, big. They're winning small. Yeah. They're winning in a lot of different ways. And it's just a special time. If you jump on board, man, if you're not on board, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I agree. And I'll tell you what, the Dodgers, like, we shouldn't confuse the Phillies' dominance of the Dodgers' last two. Well, dominance may be a little strong, but the Dodgers are legit.
Oh.
The Phillies are now 5.5 games in front of them.
Yeah.
That's significant because you do want, and I know they lost a game 7 last year at home, but you want to have this October, that game 1 at home and that game 7 at home. And the Phillies, Ruben, the last 2 days have put themselves in a, I mean, let's put it this way. It's 5.5. It could have been 1.5 if these two games went the other way.
Yeah. And listen, this is, it's so important to win every, you talk about it all the time, I know, but every game does mean something. And Home field advantage? Are you kidding me? These guys do not want to play at CBP? Come on.
What stood out to you the most last night?
The fact that Harper was out of the lineup, and it's just a sort of a recurring theme. The thing about the team, two things happened yesterday that I was really impressed by. The team doesn't miss a beat, and it almost never does when they have guys that are out of the lineup that should be in the lineup or are not there because of, for whatever reason, injury-wise. But the other thing is that Christopher Sanchez came and pitched. He is maturing in a way that I've never seen I've never seen a pitcher have this kind of development at the major league level from where he started his career to now. Now, he did throw the complete game shutout. I don't know how much it affected him his next time out, because I saw him in Chicago. I covered that game. He did not pitch well. He did not have his command. He just didn't have his arm slot. For him to bounce back and to pitch the way he pitched with against the Dodgers,
yeah,
in that situation, in that atmosphere, man, this guy has come in leaps and bounds, and you have to be excited about those four guys in that rotation.
Do you trust him for the playoffs?
Yes, I do.
Because you know he's going to be the fourth starter. He's going to get that ball probably twice, but you trust him?
I trust him. I trust him because he's battled through it, and he now is confidently done things that you would never have expected, yeah, 2 years ago or a year and a half ago.
All right, so let's get to what might be the biggest negative from last night. Rhea, you referenced it a few minutes ago. My antenna's up on Alvarado.
Yeah,
it's been about a month now where it's like
I expected him to give up at least a run, and that I mean, like, you
yeah,
know, I don't with other relievers like I have, but I come in, I go, no, he's going to give up a run.
Yeah, I mean, look, the playoffs are in 3 months. He's going to get the ball now. He might not be their prime guy. He might be their third guy. He might be their fourth guy. He entered, I think, this season as their prime bullpen guy. I mean, Jody, that's getting a little shaky now.
And I was going to bring this up at some point. Thank you for doing so. Before we started the segment, I'm talking to Ruben about giving Rob Thompson credit and the fact that he brings Strom at just the right spot, and he strikes out Ohtani, and it's great. And I hate the fact that the manager doesn't get a credit when he pushes that right button. Just, that's what you're supposed to do. Get it wrong.
Right.
Oh, my God, what the hell is the manager thinking? So that bothers the snot out of me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask a question about the manager and his strategy last night. I'll do the thing that I was just deriding. Why didn't he bring Strom back out for the eighth? He threw five pitches in the seventh, striking out Ohtani on four, boom, gets the next out on the next pitch. You can't bring him back out for the eighth, Ruben?
It is a great question. He could, but I believe in my heart of hearts, this is what separates Rob Thompson, I think, from other managers. He knows he needs Alvarado down the road. He knows he needs to get him right. And if he doesn't utilize him in that spot, which is his slot right now, then, you know, the player himself will start to lose some confidence. And I don't think Rob Thompson wants that to happen. He knows that this guy, when he's right, is dominant, and he is. Right now, his mechanics are not quite right yet. He does not have his normal command that he had developed. And he's another guy who struggled with command in the past. I mean, he got sent down and
bounced
back, and again. Yeah. But he's too important to their bullpen for him to sort of not put him in his role, and I think that's the reason why he used him. I think in a playoff situation, when and if he is not right and that situation occurs in the playoffs, I think he's going to stay with Strom and go that next inning. I think right now he needs Alvarado to be right,
well,
so that he can go to him when he knows, yeah, he can go to him.
There's a couple different interesting aspects to it. So one of which, and Jody, I don't know if you thought of this, if that's the first game of the season, the seventh inning is probably Alvarado's spot against Ohtani. Like, to me, Alvarado's been knocked down a peg because of Strom's excellence, and Alvarado's not. I mean, the biggest moment of the game was
with Ohtani.
Here comes Ohtani in the seventh inning. So that's the first thing that hits me. Ruben, what you just touched on is fascinating, and I don't know what the answer will be. If a player is struggling in October, will the manager over-rely on him?
I don't
because
think.
Because in the past, he has. Seltzer.
I've told you, he better have learned. It's my number one concern with this team when it comes to playoff time is Rob Thompson trusting his guys too much.
Yeah, and we have the same thing with Jim Fregosi, right? When Mitch just didn't have just didn't really have anything, and he stayed with him because he had been his horse. I do believe that Rob Thompson will make the right baseball move at the right time. I trust Rob Thompson, man. This guy gets it. He is an excellent freaking manager. And that's the bottom line. He gets people. He understands players. He knows their psyche. He understands the game. He's been around it so long, man. This guy knows what the hell he's doing.
Players seem to really care about him, right?
Because
they know
he cares about them.
That's right.
He cares about them.
When he ran out, what was it, fifth inning or so, when They had it. What was that? They were checking on Sanchez at one point last night.
Yeah, and he came out. Oh no, it was Hoffman. It was at the end.
It was Hoffman. Hoffman. Yeah, and like he's just on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's quote from Schwarber, or whatever, like a month ago or whatever, where they were talking about if you go after our manager, you're gonna have 26 guys jumping right over the
Yeah, no, I like it. All right, look, 215-592-9494 to comment on last night's Phillies game and how this team's playing. Also up ahead, a story from sports that we got the answer yesterday. We'll get to that. We'll get to what Rob Thompson said yesterday about Bryce Harper. Also, I had a tough situation. I need some life advice, some early life advice from others on an issue. We'll get to that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.